This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The trigger for Iranian protests seems to have been the leak of a secret budget indicating that billions are going to hardline organizations, the military, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, and religious foundations that enrich the clerical elite, while at the same time funding wars and proposing to cut cash subsidies for millions of citizens, increase fuel prices, and privatize public schools. Florida is home to 1.5 million of the more than 6 million Americans unable to vote because of a criminal record. Thanks to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, food labels now list the 7 most common food allergens, like peanuts and soy, that can be fatal to people. Time's Up is a sprawling initiative including a $13 million legal defense fund to fight systemic sexual harassment that includes 300 actresses, directors, lawyers, and others, and is staffed by Michelle Obama's former chief of staff. Germany has instituted a new law that requires social media companies to swiftly remove comments flagged as hateful or face fines of up to 50 million euros or $57 million. Census experts and others are criticizing the Justice Department for its efforts to add a question on citizenship status to the 2020 census that could force immigrants to refuse to participate and skew expenditures of billions through an undercount to many communities. Greece's pension system has become a de facto welfare safety net for the country's most vulnerable citizens, with millions of grandparents using their retirement money to provide critical support for their families. Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., called CFIUS, has blocked Chinese companies' attempt to buy the money transfer company MoneyGram. The nonprofit radio chain Pacifica Foundation, with stations in New York, Washington, Houston, Los Angeles, and Berkeley, is on the edge of bankruptcy due to failing to pay tower rent for its broadcast antenna on the Empire State Building in New York City, owing now over $2 million. Responding to comments made by former aide Stephen Bannon in a book written recently, Trump says Bannon has lost his mind and disowned any connection to him. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.